You're listening to Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Missouri's first responders see things that can be difficult to unsee. Elisa Nelson talks to Springfield area State Senator Lincoln Huff, who is proposing a bill that would give them greater access to mental health services when needed.
So for the past couple of years, we've been working on a cancer trust for firefighters specifically because they have higher instances of certain types of cancers. And we were able to get that done last year. I think we put, you know, $5-ish million in the budget last year to prop that up, to start it out for those firefighters and first responders that, you know, meet the criteria. Now, excuse me, when we did that, the conversation almost immediately came up that there are also multiple instances in the environments that not just firefighters, but our law enforcement officers, our ambulance drivers, and our paramedics go through every day where they see some tough situations. And I think as we, as a country, start to treat mental issues the same way we treat physical issues, there's more of a spotlight on the need for resources, and so it was just kind of a natural fit, honestly, to take that firefighter cancer fund and maybe broaden that umbrella a little bit for our first responders and give them some resources that can help them cope with some of the situations they deal with.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they see some pretty traumatic stuff, I think, on a regular basis that you and I, you know, the average folk don't necessarily see. So let's talk about some of the provisions, let's highlight some of the provisions in the bill. What would this do?
Well, like I said, I think, and this is a work in progress, you know, it took us a few years to get the Cancer Trust Fund set up the way that we liked, outside of work comp. Established its own essentially trust fund. It's more or less like an additional insurance policy that fire departments can opt into. I kind of see this morphing into something similar, and again, kind of like I said earlier, but broad umbrella for services for our first responders. Again, broader than just firefighters and specific types of cancers into situations that, like you described, oftentimes the general public is not a part of those first call instances. You know, we'll visit our loved ones in the hospital, right, when they're stabilized and maybe cleaned up a little bit. And the folks that are there, you know, minute one when these instances happen, I just think some wraparound services for those professionals is a good idea for their mental competency and for their job productivity moving forward.
So greater access, that sort of thing, in terms of making sure that they can get the help that they need in a more timely fashion.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. I mean, I've been a proponent. We worked on the bill last year that that established the 988 crisis number. I mean, there are all these ideas and as you described, kind of wraparound services for folks that are struggling in ways more than just physical. Right. And so I think this is just, like I said, I think this is just a natural fit that the individuals that are out there on the ground when the instances happen can have some resources to maybe put them in a better place moving forward.
So are we talking 911 operators? Are we talking state emergency management workers, fire, all medical services, helicopter pilots? I mean, how far does this go?
Right. Well, and that's, you know, the details are always to be determined, right? I would like to see this as broad and as broadly utilized as we can put together, and as we can, you know, honestly get a bill passed through this body and supported by the governor. You know, everyone deals with something in their day-to-day lives. I'm not naive to think that we can, you know, provide resources for anyone and everyone at all times. But we have, you know, we've made significant investments in mental health and behavioral health around the state in the last couple of years. And I think this is just something else that we can continue to build on that.
State Senator Lincoln Huff of the Springfield area joining Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson. We're talking about his first responder mental health bill. So one thing, would this put Missouri towards the beginning of the pack on something like this? Would it put us in the middle? Are we dead last? Kind of, well, do you know where we're at?
Sure. No, we would be on the front end of this. This is something, you know, when we did the Cancer Trust Fund for firefighters last year, there's only a handful of other states that have done that. It's a program that works. And this is much in the same way. This would be more of a front end resource for our first responders. Absolutely.
And then I noticed a provision in the bill. It talked about making sure that, like, the treatment records, that sort of thing, is not available for employers. I mean, can they see that kind of stuff now, or is that, well, just clarifying?
Yeah, I think that always leads into, you know, individuals' privacy. You know, if someone reaches out and wants help, I don't ever want someone to be discouraged because they think someone's going to see that somewhere and say, you know, maybe this isn't the best person maybe to hire for the next job or the next promotion or something like that. So that, and like I said, there'll be a lot of clarification as this thing moves through the process. But I think that was the intent there, is just making sure, you know, private things for individuals stay private.
I can imagine that this is getting a great deal of bipartisan support. Are you hearing anything that people are questioning, or anything that people want you to work on when it comes to this bill?
Well, a lot of it's just the mechanics of how you do it. You know, there's always a conversation of, you know, do you want to put this under work comp? My answer is no. I want things like this to stand separately, and you know, if it makes the most sense to put it under that cancer umbrella and just broaden the title and the scope of what that fund is and can be utilized for, great. If it needs to be something different, you know, my end goal here is just making sure that the folks that reach out for help that are in these situations have the resources.
Why not under workman's comp?
So I think a lot of folks think, you know, the workers' comp system right now is oftentimes hard to navigate. And I don't want that for folks who reach out for help. I want this to be quick and easy. You know, I keep talking about the Firefighter Trust Fund, but that was the impetus to, you know, it growing and morphing into this. And that was established last year, and we already have individuals utilizing it. And that's what I want to see in government programs. I want to see them work, and I want to see them work quickly.
Do you want to put so much money in a fund with this one? I feel like you had like a fund provision in there, and
yeah.
I can't remember if there was a price tag.
There's not yet. It, like I said, it just depends on, we need to look at some metrics from some other states and see what utilization rates we're really talking about before we can accurately come up with something to start with.
Anything else about this bill you think is important to mention?
Well, I think it's just important to remember that, you know, we're talking about first responders here. We're talking about, you know, police and fire and those sheriff's deputies and, you know, anybody who shows ambulance drivers, right? 911 operators. But the thing I want to remind people is almost everyone's struggling with something, and if there's a takeaway from this, I want it to be that the state of Missouri wants to help. We want to put programs in place that work and give you all the resources that you need to take care of yourselves, take care of your families, take care of your jobs, and ultimately make us all better.
All right, good last message by State Senator Lincoln Huff. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.